Do you want a bridal party?
I think, you know, a bachelor party and a bridal party sounds insane. And a wedding. That's just a lot.
Baby, you're such a guy.
Is that not?
Do you know what a bridal party is?
You just said it's with your groomsmen.
No, it's not an actual party. It's a bridal party is at the wedding. It's the people sitting behind you.
Oh.
R-O-T-E. Let me present to you the Rotten Podcast. Rotten Podcast.
How do you want me to say it?
Rotten.
Hello, guys. Good morning. Welcome back to the Rotten Podcast. We're on episode 49, baby.
Yep.
And guess what today is?
The 1 year anniversary of the Rotten.
Oh, my God.
The Rotten Podcast, yeah.
Yes, the Rotten Podcast. Wow, what a freaking year, guys.
Did you think that we would be where we are today a year ago?
I mean, I thought we would be farther along with the wedding planning process.
Yeah.
But honestly, not surprised, because I had always wanted a really, really long engagement, and the pressure of planning a wedding, I didn't really care to bring on into my life really early on. So I'm not surprised, but am surprised.
Yeah.
But we still have time, and we're going to go over it today.
Yes.
What about you? What did you think your last year was going to look like?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely thought we would have probably planned our wedding and have a date, but it's kind of just dragged out. So I'm just saying, from a year ago, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah,
I would have
thought
I would have put out a lot more music. But I know with the process of music making, as much as I try to like force it, it always takes me a lot longer, but I'm always so proud of where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So even today, I'm like so stoked about all the
music.
What'd you work on today? Well, I just have so many really insane songs that are like queued up.
Yeah.
So I'm in like a crazy creative pocket right now.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. So how many songs do you have queued up, do you think?
Probably like 7.
Yeah. I have so many videos queued up. Matt and I actually filmed a video where he trained and fed me like himself for a whole week. That was so fun to film.
When was that?
That was in July, like maybe 2 weeks after I got back from Portugal and Paris. 4 months. 4 months ago, really?
Well, July, August, September.
We don't count
October.
July.
Okay, so
August, September, October.
Yeah.
Then half of November.
So three and a half months.
About. I guess I realize you and I count differently. You'll start with the month and then end before like the current date. I start a month after.
I just did that, but I normally don't like count.
Really?
Like if I'm thinking about how many hours something took,
you're
and I started
like
at 8, I'm not like 8, 9. I'm like 8 to 9. So 9, 10, 11, 12, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I found an article. I don't know if you want to jump in it.
Sure.
I found an article saying 30 questions to plan your wedding. And it's funny because we genuinely have not asked these 30 questions to one another. I think we've asked one or two here and there. This is from dreamweddingsbudapest.com. I found a random site.
That sounds so random.
It seems like Dream Wedding Temple, like, but Budapest, or I don't really know. I found this article. We'll share it down below if you guys are also going through this process. But also give us advice if you guys have gotten married and planned it, or didn't plan it and eloped. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know how you did it, because I would really love the help. All right, question number one. What is your wedding budget?
I feel like we kind of talked about this.
Yeah.
I feel like we both don't want to go over collectively spending $30,000, right?
Yes, but also we have been made fun of for saying that because everyone's like, there's no way you're gonna get anything to the quality you guys like at $30,000. And I was like, should I just do a DIY wedding where I just like DIY everything? Because I genuinely like DIYing stuff, but I just can't.
You're very good at it. Like this wall, all the projects you take on.
Yeah.
Mind you, they take you a very long time.
Yes.
Like our house has different corners of pockets of DIY projects that are under construction and have been for a while.
Yeah, no, that's true. I am such a slow starter, but once I do it,
you do an amazing
I
job.
Do it.
You get very fixated on it once you really start it.
Thank you.
It's a good quality I admire. I don't admire the messy like procrastination, but what I do admire is when you are actually forcing yourself to do it, whenever that time comes, you are like head down, you'll work like 16 hours straight, go to bed at like 4 or 5 in the morning. And I just don't have that sort of level of focus.
Yeah. Well, I promise you before Thanksgiving, our front door entryway, I mean, our backdoor entryway will look amazing.
Will it?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's coming up. That's literally
next Thursday.
That's crazy.
I know. I know. And we still have yet to freaking do the Christmas decorations in the house. Yeah.
Should we do that tonight?
Well, I don't know how. When you need to edit the podcast and I need to edit the podcast, then it needs to go up tomorrow morning. But I would love to, but I don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe that's tomorrow. That's what we always say. I'm also in the home stretch of the house renovations right now. It's like the last week.
Are you going to the house? When are you going?
I told everyone I was going tomorrow, but I don't know how I'm going to have time. I'm like, I feel
so
stressed. You
have so many videos.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So, sorry. Yes. So $30,000. It won't be the wedding of our dreams, but it'll be a good wedding. It'll be a good wedding. I don't need a wedding in my dreams.
As long as we look good, we have the classic.
Yes.
Ceremony.
Does my wedding dress, is that included in the 30,000?
I don't know. I haven't thought much.
Like,
about
is
it.
Your suit included, or is it our clothes are separate? But maybe like the actual venue and like decorations at 30.
That's okay, what I thought.
That's better, because I was like, my dress might be like. I mean, dresses are 3,000 cheap on the cheap end.
That's insane.
In the sense, like cheap
renting one. I guess you wouldn't rent like a wedding
dress. No, I would want that for my daughter or something. Like, I would want to like keep it. There's definitely cheaper options. Like, of course I can find a $400 dress, get it tailored, it'll look great. But like to go to like do the whole wedding, like going inside of a boutique and like looking for a dress, like
drinking
that.
Drinking champagne.
Yeah, those are normally like $2,000 dresses. Mm-hmm. All right, next question. How will we pay for the wedding? Is it being financed? Do you need to ask for financial help from a family member? Or do we need to take out a loan? Do people take out loans for their weddings?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
I'm sure people do, doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, having a loan to throw a party doesn't sound, like if you put it in that perspective, no.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Well, I guess it depends. Like if you do have money coming in, then it would make sense if you needed to borrow money because you know you can pay it off. But if you just genuinely can't afford it, then I don't know. It kind of seems like a stressful way to start a marriage. Like we have this big expense. We both have to like finance and pay back. And, you know, I get it though. It's probably, I mean, it's hard for people to have enough savings to be able to pay for their own wedding if their family isn't doing it.
I do think there's only one time it makes sense. And in Asian culture, and this is not for my family because we're not rich like this, but in a lot of Asian cultures, people make money from their weddings.
Really?
So because of all the guests will give them like $500 each, they can make money. Mm. So they probably spend a little more and they'll probably take out a loan because like, we're going to make this money back. Right. I'm not expecting to make money off of our wedding.
Like
so we're not taking out a loan for it. Yeah. But I do know that in like American culture, which I didn't know until like you brought it up, because again, I grew up very culturally
in America.
I know, but like kidding. I didn't go to American weddings that I didn't realize the bride's family was the one that saved up for the weddings, which means that when we have a daughter, we need to save up for her wedding.
Doesn't that seem a little backwards?
And that's what I thought. I'm yeah.
Like, I want to understand the logic behind it.
I think it has something to do with a dowry. Like
what?
A dowry. You don't know what a dowry is? Okay. So I am going to look it up before I say shit that I don't know. What's a dowry? But back in the old days, because you were marrying off your daughter to a male, that male no longer was in the market and was losing value. So you had to pay to get your daughter to be married off to him. So you would give them a dowry, which is like a cow or like
interesting
gold. Yeah. Property or money given by a bride to her husband on their marriage. I don't know why or how that came about.
Well, I think it's like you're buying into the family name.
To me, it makes sense. Like as the man, like you would, your family would provide, or like you would pay for the wedding. I don't know.
Maybe it's because they're going to be providing.
Yes. Yeah.
In a traditional sense.
Yes.
So it's like,
you pay me to provide for you in the future. Yeah. That makes sense.
Ish. Yeah, I don't know.
More like the families take my daughter off my hands. I'll give you money to take her off my hands.
That sounds more like it.
Okay. When do you want to get married?
Definitely next year.
Definitely 2024.
I think we were shooting for August, but it seems like we're running out of time on that.
Honestly, I was thinking about it. I feel like a winter wedding would be like a fun, cute vibe. I don't know.
What month? What month are you thinking?
Like early fall.
So like October?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I'd have to ask, not ask, but I'd have to see like what the venues are looking like. But I heard on TikTok somewhere, and I'm so sorry. I say this to you all the time. Apparently 2025 and 2026 is so booked, but 2024 isn't yet.
Mm.
The reason why there's a gap in 2024 marriages is because that was when COVID happened 4 years ago. So okay. People weren't meeting each other and they didn't start dating. Oh, so there was a gap of people getting engaged.
Like that 1 year of mm-hmm. people isolating.
They weren't dating.
Gotcha.
But now like 2021, 2022, those people are now getting engaged and married in 2025, mm-hmm. 2026. So there's a wedding planner that I follow. She was like, I have openings for 2024, but 2025 is so much more booked than I've ever been booked this early. Wow. Yeah. She's like, I have openings for 2024. 2025 is almost booked out. And I'm like, what? So we can't push back to 2025. We're not going to find anything.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you said on TikTok. And now, since you say that so much that you learned something from TikTok, you'll be telling me something that you learned. And I'm like, let me guess, you learned this from TikTok. Or you'll have a new saying or something. I'm gonna be like, TikTok.
Gen Zers.
Or it'll be like, the sweatshirt is really sweatshirting or some shit. Like the hoodie is really hooding.
The hoodie is hooding.
And I'm like, okay, some TikTok.
You know what is funny? It's because you used to teach me pop culture when we first started dating.
I still teach you pop culture. You teach me more like Gen Z terminology.
True.
I teach you about like what's going on in the media, in the world. Which I'm like, hey, did you see that this happened? Hey, did you see like,
mm-hmm.
which it used to not be that
it
way.
It used to be I would keep track, but I hate listening to bad news now.
Well, it's not even bad news. If you subscribe to the right pages on Instagram, then I feel like they always.
So now you're learning news from Instagram and I'm learning information. So you're like an Instagrammer, I'm a TikToker.
Pretty much. I feel like that's what's really great about Instagram. If you're following the right pages, you'll get the news
I follow Complex as well because I think you had sent me so many that I was like, I just need to start following them.
Yeah, that's more like entertainment, pop culture, music. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we figured out the date. How many guests? This is the hard one. Because I remember when we first talked about getting married, you wanted to extend invites to your extended family. Is that still the scenario?
I don't think all of them, but probably some of them.
Like some of the cousins or
more like
the aunts and uncles or the cousins?
Probably the cousins.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's like a weird thing. And I think it depends because I already made my list. I can't remember the number. I think it's like 40 or like
just
30.
Just for your list?
30 or 40.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's 25. I think I was trying to keep it under where if you doubled what mine was, it would be like between 50 and 60? Like 60 or something.
Yeah, I was thinking
so it really 60. Is like depending on what we agree upon, right? When you start going through your list and I'm like, okay, maybe I don't have as many friends, but I could like throw in some family members here, right? To kind of even it out. Maybe we don't need to even it out. I don't know. But I was thinking about this and I've talked to my sister a lot about it because she's getting married.
Is hers evened out?
I don't know, actually. But as far as like extended family and that kind of thing. And I don't know. It's like I don't really talk to my extended family at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do not talk to my aunts and uncles. I don't talk to my cousins really at all.
You don't even see them.
I don't see them. They don't know anything about me, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, my friends out here or people or even people I work with or my bosses or, like, my barber knows so much about... Well, obviously, I see him all the time. But, I mean, just, like, we don't wish each other happy birthday. They don't know anything about me, I feel like. It would almost feel a little, like, uncomfortable. Like, they're just because they have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not.
But like, would they pay the money to like, is it almost like, do you invite them to be nice, but hope and pray they don't come? Or
it wouldn't be like hope and pray they don't come.
I mean, like in the sense of like, I'm just inviting you to be nice, but not to like really mean it. Cause I've heard people doing that.
Yeah. Well, if you have a destination wedding, that seems like it's more fitting, but like swinging a trip out to California isn't
crazy.
A huge, crazy thing.
That's true. That's
so it's true. Like, you know, if you're going to send the invite, expect that they're going to come. Because it's not like, you know.
I agree.
Super far.
I think I would invite my mom, my dad, my sisters, the babies. I mean, like my nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. my grandma, and then probably Uncle Mike and Stephanie.
Many is that right there? That's like 10.
I don't. They add up. It's 15 couples.
Yeah.
That if we have 60 people total and we split it in half, that's 30 people. That's only 15 couples. And you're like, I know more than 15 couples.
Yeah. No, I know. I was going through my list and I'm like, whoa, like it adds up quick. Cause then you got to think about people's plus ones.
Yeah. That's why I was thinking no plus ones unless.
What?
Oh no. Like for your 30, whatever you want to do for your plus ones. For my 30, I'm like, I don't think I can afford plus ones unless I've met them and you're serious about them.
Is that like a thing? Like, yeah. If it's a good friend you're inviting to a wedding, wouldn't you want, like, imagine one of your good friends is getting married but didn't include a plus one. I'd be like, damn.
I don't think Danny got a plus one to Amy's. I think it's like, I think the plus one is for like someone you're serious about. Because like, if we're having such a small intimate wedding and it's like, oh, this random guy that she's dating for a month is here and then she breaks up with him, I'm like, who is this man in the photos? Yeah.
Well, I'm saying if they're a really good friend and they have a serious relationship and maybe you haven't met them.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Fine. That's fine.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then that's what, like 10 right there. And then how many of your friends do you think you'll invite? It adds up. You need to make your list.
Not only do I have
ASAP.
My college friends, I also have my friends that are like my, I wouldn't say like content creator friends, but they're definitely more like my content creator friends.
No, they're definitely content creator friends.
Well, because they're content creators, but yeah.
And you met them through content creation. Yeah. Let's not sugarcoat it.
And it's like people invite their coworkers to their weddings. And oh, yeah. I see them as my coworkers. I see them as friends and coworkers, but yeah. It's like, how do you not invite someone?
I don't think
they're
more of like coworkers for you. They're more of like peers in the industry, right? You see them at events and stuff. Whereas for me, coworkers are people that I met when I was actually working at a job and seeing them every day and interacting every day on the same, under the same company, right?
Because that would be Kim, her husband, all my managers, agents. Yeah. I'm like, oh God, I don't even know where to start. And I think even just talking about the guest list is the number one stressful thing
for me.
Well,
that's why you haven't done it. I did mine like over a month ago. So
lots of coworkers or more like
Coworkers that are friends, like they were coworkers, but they ended up being some of my best friends.
Yeah.
So
I mean, some of my few friends who are content creators are like my best friends. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So get your list. I'm going to put a deadline on a list.
We need to book a trip to Santa Barbara and force ourselves to do this.
Okay. But first comes your list because we can't go look at venues before we figure out what size.
True. Okay.
So I'm putting a deadline.
What's the deadline?
Well, I need my phone to put a calendar.
Where is your phone? You normally have your phone and I don't even, want me to call it?
No, it's just not in the room. It's in my room. But you have until this Friday. I'm going to make it a tight deadline.
Rough outline I can do.
A rough outline of like, hey, it's going to be 30 people or is it going to be 50 people? Those differences matter, but the exact number might not matter. But like a ballpark will help us get to the next step as far as seeing what venues we'd like and then talking to a wedding coordinator.
Yeah. If it's only like $3,000 more expensive to have like 20 more people at the wedding, I'd be like, okay, I think that's worth it. Yeah. I think that's worth it.
Totally. So when's your deadline for the guest list?
You said Friday.
Yeah.
Night, 11:59 p.m.
Deadline was Friday, meaning
11:59 p.m.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Just do it tonight. It'll take you 15. It won't even take you 15 minutes because you'll realize really quick, like, oh, these people add up. Like, I don't have that much room. It doesn't take that long once you start writing the names
down. That's true. We have friends that are mingling. Like, we both are friends with these people. So it's like, whose guest list are they on?
Let's not think about those people yet.
Yeah, true. Okay. All right. Do you have a wedding destination in mind? Is it still Santa Barbara?
I think we were thinking Santa Barbara, but I think we'll settle with whatever.
Santa Barbara, like. Palm Springs, Malibu. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. A depends farm on the price.
In
yeah.
The middle of nowhere.
Yeah. A vineyard. Literally a freaking house. I don't even know what, definitely when, not a house, where, how, why. Maybe. Yeah. I meant like a beautiful house, not like a. Or it could be our house, but no. Yeah.
I think the big costs, like from talking to all the people we've been talking about, just throwing a party is expensive, whether it's a wedding or not. You know, you have to feed people, you have to have
our engagement party was $8,000.
Yeah.
And you would have never thought it was fun.
It was really fun.
And also like the tattoo artist was like a big portion of it. Right. But are we going to do something fun like that at a wedding?
I mean, we'll see once we have the budget figured out.
Because I feel like that was like so memorable for people.
Was. Yeah.
And you got your first tattoo there and I got my tattoo there.
I know. Now we both don't want them.
When I see one, I'm like, but I'm okay with it. Just like not ever seeing another people seeing it.
Yeah.
Okay. What style of wedding venue would you like? There are so many options to choose from. Indoor, outdoor, reception, just the ceremony, or a combination of both.
I feel like Andy's wedding that we just went to kind of felt like the perfect setup, where it's like this, when the ceremony was outside, mm-hmm. that was really nice.
Okay.
And then we kind of ate outside, which it was kind of cold.
It was cold.
Which we don't necessarily have to do, but it was great to have the reception inside, because something about when you're indoors and live music inside just has a different energy that sometimes gets lost outside. I feel like people might wander around, but when things are kind of inside, there's just a warm energy to it. Ceremony outside, reception, dinner and reception inside seems like the move.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
But it also, again, comes down to the venue.
Yeah. I also feel like if it was outside in Santa Barbara, no matter what, California gets cold at nighttime, especially in SoCal. The end of the year, yeah.
This fly is flying.
He is
speaking
fucking.
Speaking of your TikTok terminology.
The fly is flying.
The fly is like flying, and I'm not even exaggerating. It like got into some of the Celsius laying around and didn't. Just zinged up.
He really is. Okay. Style. I keep thinking about like an estate. Like I want it to be like super classy. I don't love the beachy vibe. Yeah. Do you like the beachy vibe?
I don't really care that much, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm actually not as picky as you think. You're like, Matt's going to have a lot to say. I'm like, I really don't care. I think what's sexy and swaggy is definitely like older, timeless, classic vibes. Like, you know, and something we were talking about was sort of what I learned to be like a Tuscan vibe.
Like an Italian.
Just like European. Tuscan. Yeah, like European Tuscan is kind of the vibe that I think we both like.
Yes. And I want everyone to wear like black tie, like super nice. Like I don't want to see legs. I want them covered up with a nice slinky little dress.
Slinky.
Like I want you to try to outdo me. Like dress to the motherfucking nines,
y'all.
You
won't be able to outdo
her. No, because like I love watching people dress up. Like I love it.
There's definitely an energy, like even for the engagement party.
Yeah.
Despite the amount of questions I got by being like, what's black and green attire mean?
To wear black and green cocktail attire.
No, I know. But a lot of people were like, what's black and green cocktail attire? I was like, I gotta find out. But anyways, it was really nice that everyone was dressed up, because there is a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
When people are like dressed up, they put more effort and tension into it. You get better photos.
Yeah.
It just like separates a normal night versus like a very special occasion. So I agree. I agree with you.
Sweet. How involved do you want to be in the planning process? Do you want to pick out the napkins?
I could care less.
Do you want to pick out what kind of cups we hold?
I don't.
See,
no.
I don't even find that stuff fun either. But I know once I start doing it, I'm like.
You're going to care for the photos, because the shit that you care about for photos, not solely for the photos, but you'll be like.
I'm very particular.
You're very particular in that way where I'm like.
It's either I don't care. Or care too much. There is no in between. I'm like,
well, you're going to care about this because it's your wedding and you're going to get photos and stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anytime photos are involved, there's an extra level of care.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to weddings, 99% of brides care about the littlest yeah. details.
Bridezilla.
Do you think I'd be a bridezilla? You can be honest.
No, I don't think so. I think you're pretty like chill. Like on the day of, I don't know. I could see it going either way.
Yeah.
Like I'm just trying to, bridezilla, well, let's define what that means. Because when I think of bridezilla, it's like something's not going right and the bride is flipping the fuck out. Is that what bridezilla means?
Or is they like flip out.
I could see you being like stressed and high strung mm-hmm. if things aren't going like according to plan. But as soon as everything's in motion, you're good at just kind of like
chilling
out.
Yeah.
But I could see you being high strung up until that moment.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think about the engagement party.
But like, is bridezilla just an energy you have even if nothing's going wrong? Because in the case of
Being really controlling.
Oh, no. I think unless there's a reason, I think you'll do enough like prep work and we'll have things planned where you won't be that way. I'm trying to think of the engagement party.
I feel like in general, I'm like just not.
I mean, the days
super...
before the engagement party, you were definitely... engagement partyzilla e, but the day of, once the party started, you just like completely switched.
Yeah, I think once I'm there at the party, I'll be fine. But of course, leading up, I want the details right because I'm a fucking perfectionist. But once the party starts, I'm like, I can't do anything. So let me just it's out of my control at this point. Yeah. Okay. So you don't fucking care what the napkin colors are.
No.
Okay. So I can take over those.
You can do as much as you want. and I'll do as much as you need.
Okay. So you'll give me the money and I'll just do whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Will you write your own vows? Or just say the normal till death do us part, rich or poor?
Of course I'm going to write my own vows. Do I look like a square to you?
I mean, some people don't. Yeah, some people don't.
Are you planning on not doing it?
Of course I was planning. But I'm saying,
I would be like, for our engagement proposal,
yeah, you didn't say anything. And some people are really pissed off. Not about you, but like they'd be pissed.
They can fuck off if they're pissed off about my proposal.
No, they're pissed off that like their man didn't do anything.
Oh, well, then they're not with the right people, person.
Well, that because they cared and they didn't do anything. But I'm saying that I wasn't sure because you didn't do anything for the engagement.
Well, no. But back up. I did a lot for the engagement. It would be one thing if I was like, it was a half-assed engagement and then I didn't really say much when asking you.
A lot of people put thoughts into their engagement.
I don't know. Yeah, I go either way about it, but I really was just kind of like, felt like we both knew it was going to happen, had been talking about it for 5 years, yeah, essentially, literally since we started dating. And I was just going to like go with what kind of came out naturally. And I was just so choked up in the moment that it felt like there was no words that I could say. It felt like the words honestly would have deterred from the beauty of the moment. It was just more like, here it is. And there was like nothing needs to be said.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least for us, it was just like, there's nothing that needs to be said.
I will be writing vows, just FYI. Yeah, and so will you. Yeah. And I'll make sure you write the fucking vows.
You don't have to make sure I'm going to write the vows. I'm going to have to make sure you write the vows. I'm the poetic writer here. Okay.
You are. Okay. You are. This is a great question. Who's going to officiate?
That's a good question.
I was thinking Andrew.
Could he? Does he have to get licensed or something? No, I don't want him officiating.
He takes 20 minutes.
I don't want him officiating because I want
you want him
to be,
behind
yeah,
you?
He's going to be my best man.
Tammy?
If you want your sister to officiate, or we could have someone fun. Like I could see like Tree like officiating.
Why would Tree be fun and not Tammy?
She's your sister. Wouldn't you want her more like on your side, not having to worry about
Tree's
that?
Tree's my sister too.
I meant Tree like my friend Tree, like our friend Tree.
Oh my
like,
God. That would be so fun.
Yeah, he has such good energy.
Wait, I forget that you have a friend named Tree and also have a sister named Tree, and I was so confused. I was like, what?
I wouldn't be like, no, I want my family to be with me. Let's have your family do it. I'm saying my friend, our friend Tree.
Yeah.
He's one of my best friends and you're good friends with him too. He just has a good, fun energy. He does get nervous about public speaking, so I don't know. It might be too much, but
We
can figure that one out.
We'll have to figure that one out. Their only rule is that when we do our kiss, they got to move out of the fucking photos.
So you know what I loved about what Andy did?
What?
Like, he walked out to the Star Wars theme music.
Oh, yeah,
which
that
was so
cute.
Funny.
It was so lighthearted.
It was so, like, Andy fashion. Like, I know that he was like, I'm going to do something epic and walk out to that. Like, I'm sure he had that thought for like, since he was in high school, like he watched it and was high one time. And was like, it would be epic to walk out to my wedding with the Star Wars theme music. Yeah. I love how that just sort of like set the mood for like, you don't have to do everything so traditionally. And it kind of like broke the ice in a fun way.
Yeah.
And I do love that kind of stuff where it's like, if there's a moment to shake it up and do something creative and fun and like go off script, I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're talking about it. I probably won't forget that he did that because it was just so memorable.
It was like everyone was laughing when the Star Wars theme music played on. And we're like, did they mess up? Like, is this the right song?
It was so funny. He was like shaking his head. He's like, God, I just had to do this.
Okay. Will you purchase wedding insurance? What the fuck? See, these are things I don't fucking what? It's always advisable to be covered by insurance, whether it's a backyard wedding or a premium wedding. Make sure you read. Why do you need wedding insurance? Just in case someone has cold feet? Like, what is the insurance for?
Is it not for like venue insurance? Like if someone burns the place down, or what is the actual insurance? I don't think it's like someone has cold feet. That's just like putting a deposit down and not getting your deposit
someone
back.
Fucked up at the, like if we light the candles and it burns everything down.
I guess I don't
down.
Know. Yeah. What that means, but
I was thinking in the sense they cancel the wedding because of someone's cold feet. They're like,
no, that's why you just lose your deposit. What are they going to do? That's why you put a deposit down. I'm sure you have to pay a certain
amount. The insurance
would
then pay. But I don't think insurance would even allow that.
Look up. What is wedding insurance?
Okay. Damage to the facility caused by a guest or vendor. Bodily injury to guests. Alcohol-related accidents.
I could see that, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't want to invite anyone that I think is a messy person. So I'm going to say I hope we don't have to get wedding insurance. Okay. Bridal party. Do you want a bridal party?
I think, you know, a bachelor party and a bridal party sounds insane. And a wedding. That's just a lot.
Baby, you're such a guy.
Is that not?
Do you know what a bridal party is?
You just said it's with your groomsmen.
No, it's not an actual party. It's a bridal party is at the wedding. It's the people sitting behind you.
Oh.
That like come down the aisle and stand behind you.
Because my sister's having a bridal shower.
Yeah, that's different. And that's different.
So I was like, bridal shower, bachelorette party. That's a lot of things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on what you would want to do, I think so. I've always kind of pictured that. Like,
I can't get it down more than five.
That's fine.
But I feel like five is so many.
Is it?
But I don't know how to
delete. I feel like it's epic when you have a bridal party because there is that energy of like the people.
That's true.
And then you get together and the photos and everything are so epic when you have the people in the bridal yeah. party. And then they kind of like talk and hang out a little bit. So it kind of like breaks the ice a little. And they feel like they're a part of something, you know?
Yes. But I also was thinking of having them walk down the aisle with us, but then not sitting up.
Not standing.
Not standing. Like at Andy's, it was only like half the people stood up. And I was very confused.
No, they weren't standing up. The family, the mom and dads were standing. Everyone was sitting.
Yeah.
The bridal party.
Oh, that's what it was. I was wondering why only the girls were standing up, but not the guys.
No, it was the mom and dad of the bride and groom that
were standing. Yeah, and behind Andy was his two sisters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So maybe just like immediate family.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I want them to stand up with us.
We'll talk about it. I think also it depends like what the venue looks like. I'm not like super strong in one direction, but I think it could work well depending on the venue if there's like good space for it, if that makes sense.
All right, next question. Do we want children there?
If the children are amongst close people that deserve to be there, then yes, like your niece and nephew, of course.
I that's the only children I can think of wanting there.
There's no children in my life.
There's no children in my life either. I don't really have friends that have children other than human. Oh, do you want a one-day event or a few-day event with a welcome party and a farewell party? See, this sounds so expensive.
Yeah.
To have a multiple-day event.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no for budget's sake. Yeah. But it would be nice since most people, at least
from
my-
private dinner.
There'll be a lot of people, a lot of my friends and family will be coming from outside of California. So I don't know. But back to your point, I think we could do something super low key, like for the people that are in town, and we could throw like a big dinner at the house or like maybe rent out. I mean, renting sounds expensive.
See?
But getting everyone to the bar or something, right? Like go to
a
nice.
I don't think I want to go to a bar the night before a wedding. But you can. You're going to get drunk before the wedding night?
I'm going to have all my best friends around and in town. Like, that's true. What are you talking about? It's a celebration.
I guess I don't think of it that way. I get it. I just don't want to be hungover for my wedding. But that's all I think is looking cute for the freaking wedding. Yeah. Are we creating a wedding registry and what the fuck are we putting in it?
I think we should.
Oh, yeah, of course. You have to. I like to use wedding registries to like buy stuff off of. For people.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we putting in it when we have everything we need in our life?
Yeah, we've been living together.
Yeah, it's not like we need crock pots. I'm sure we can come up with Meg toasters.
I'm sure we could.
Oh, I could because I love dinnerware. Do you know I spent another $200 on dinnerware for our Thanksgiving this year for new dinnerware? It's going to be red. It's going to be cute. So I could ask for like cute plates.
I think like practical stuff. Like. Send him a link to like Home Depot. Like,
give us some ladders.
No. Like shingles for the roof.
Yes.
Shit like that.
A mobile Tesla charger.
Yeah.
The $250 one.
It would be stuff like that. It would be like little like things for like storage.
That's so funny. I'm trying to think what I need now.
Guys, we're good on stuff for now. Actually, we don't.
You know what?
Anything. Actually,
we you can pay for like a massage for like our honeymoon. Yeah. That's like
there's like stuff you can put on there, like a gift card, right? Like you can so
give
totally.
Us some like Trader Joe's gift cards.
Gladly use that.
All right. Well, that's the 30 questions. I skipped a few that were just a little
any
like
any other last good ones or these are fun to answer.
Okay. Oh, okay. Do you want entertainment?
What? Yeah.
Yes.
What?
But what type of entertainment?
We've talked about this probably five times on the podcast. We want a live band.
Except. I do want to say, I do want to add some element of my like Chinese and Vietnamese heritage / culture.
Okay.
And I did want to have like a dragon dance.
How expensive is that?
I don't know. I was looking into it. It was like $700. But you know what dragon dancers are, right?
Yeah, don't
they beat the drums and they have the giant dragon. They dance around and they like hop on the stilts with the dragon.
That would be sick.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like exciting. A surprise. Like, it's like, oh my God, wait, what? What's going on?
I love that.
Yeah.
So down.
Yay.
Yeah, no, these were good questions.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally did it. All right, well, we'll see how this wedding planning goes.
What is your task in the queue?
Put together a guest list.
When's your deadline?
Friday, 11:59
p.m.,
right before midnight. And if you get it at midnight, I'm still on time.
What? No, not if the date says Saturday officially. Okay. You'd be
Saturday
late.
In Hawaii time. No. It was like 3 a.m. here. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Please, please, please leave us a comment if you've had a wedding. How did it go? Any tips, advice, anything for us? Because we clearly are very stressed, which is why we've been putting it off.
Yes.
But we can't. We can't do that
anymore.
Can't
put it off anymore.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next Tuesday. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.